Hey, man. Man. Let me just tell you, man. You want to do this just to be up here. I'm just telling you. Man, I love what we do. I love what we do. Has it been good so far? Good day so far? Man. See, I want to talk to you guys about a few things today, and I hope, you know, how good was Janie Braun today? How good was she, man? And then to watch one of the young guns, you know, Lorenzo Roybal, how good is that? How good is that? So what I want to do is just try to bring things to a close today, to close this out. And, you know, we literally, in 8 years, I've been involved with this company for 8 years, and because of what we've done, because of what the company's done, because of what these great leaders have done, we've been fortunate enough to just travel around the world and speak to people like you. And what's crazy is, a lot of times, you know, we'll do a training and then we'll go have a sit down afterwards, and you pour your heart into this training. And then you sit down and there'll be a couple of new reps there. And after you pour your heart and other trainers pour their hearts, they say stuff like this: okay, now that we're here, tell me how it really works. See, tell me the magic. Is my clicker working, by the way, back there? Tell me what the real deal is, what the magic is, what the secret is. What is the magic demographics? Who are you looking for? What do they smell like? What do they look like? There's no magic formula. There's no secret. The secret is what you've been getting here. Except for this one thing. See, there is a secret that most of these people know. What you're looking for is bald people, only bald people. So you ain't got a shot. You don't have a shot at making this work, is the way I look at it, unless you're bald. This is a secret that they all know. You gotta be bald. See, if you don't believe me, see, there's a lot of hocus pocus going on behind the scenes that you guys aren't getting to see, but some of these guys up front see it. See, this guy's been saying get paid, it's get shaved, get shaved, get shaved. It's a lot of hocus pocus. They're hiding the secrets. See, there's this other guy. He's running around selling books. He's the number one best-selling author. And on the book it says, the unemployed millionaire. That's not the way it started out. It started out the unemployed bald guy. This is stuff you guys don't know, but we know. Yeah, man, there's this other guy. He's running around all over the world, and he's got this saying that says, he's going SMP, SMP. You know, show more people. Forget that. Shave more people. Shave more people. Yeah. Hey, you don't believe it? They believe in it so much. Look what he did to his wife. Look what he did. It's a secret, man. It's a secret. It's the one thing for 8 years we've been hiding. It's ridiculous. It's what we do, man. We want to think there's something that we don't know because we keep running from one thing only. And it's this. It's responsibility. See, some of you, I'm just going to tell you, some of you, and I'm going to talk to a lot of you today, but I want you to know, and I'm not here, I want you to truly know, I'm probably not talking to everybody today. And I don't mean that in a bad way or derogatory way, but I think there's some people that maybe just don't want to be or do what we're talking about, and that's okay. See, that's what I love about this company. See, this is a travel company, fun, freedom, fulfillment, all those things, right? So it doesn't have to be that you're a million-dollar earner. It doesn't have to be that you're a six-figure a month earner. It doesn't have to be any of that stuff. But here's what I truly, truly believe. This is what I believe. There's 9,000 plus of you in this room today, and I don't think you went against all odds to get here because you're not one of those people. See, somebody in this room, see, there's gonna be some of you in this room when I get done. Do you give me permission to be real today? There's gonna be some of you in this room that when I'm done, you may not like me. But somebody's gonna love me. Somebody's gonna love me. Because somebody's gonna come out and make a real decision this weekend. Somebody's gonna come play at a big level. See, people gotta defy the odds. There's people in Louisville that didn't show up today, but there's people that defied all. See, there's a girl named Dusty. Dusty on the 14th of January, Dusty had heart surgery. On the 16th, she came to Louisville. See, there's Carly from Connecticut that this happened. Bring this up. This right here happened on the way here. And Carly's sitting by somebody in this audience right now. See, there's people that live in Louisville, Kentucky, that their upline tried to get them to go 10 minutes to go to this thing called Momentum. And they didn't do it because they had an excuse. See, we're not here to get them all. We're just here to get the right ones. And what I think happens to a lot of people, what I think goes on in this world, you know, we're all conditioned in life to live a certain way, and we fall into that conditioning. But see, I truly believe this. I believe in this ideal of 98%ers and 2%ers. See, I believe it with all my heart. And see, to be honest with everybody in here, most of us, not all of us, most of us have lived most of our life in the 98% world. See, the 98% world is not a real positive world. In fact, it's a pretty negative world. If you go and watch the evening news tonight, which 98% of the people will do, it's very negative, isn't it? If you walk through a grocery store and you check out and you read the magazine sitting at the checkout, they're pretty negative. If you have a conversation with your next door neighbor, it usually turns out pretty negative. If you go to Thanksgiving dinner and sit by your dirty, rotten, stinking brother-in-law, it's usually pretty negative. And we all come from that world, and so to change to become a 2%er is not easy to do because we're conditioned, man. We're conditioned not to do that. But then you get invited to come to this thing called World Ventures. You have no idea what it is. You buy into it, and all of a sudden, you think, wow, I've changed my life. I've made a decision. I've made a decision not to be that person anymore, and you come into out of the 98%. But here's my warning to you. Don't be fooled by the deception of your decision. I'm gonna say it again. Don't be fooled by the deception of your decision. See, because I don't think it's as simple as 98%, 2%. See, here's what happens. See, I'm proud of everybody in this room because I do believe you've come a long way out of the 98% world. But see, there's another piece of this puzzle. You got the 98% world over here that we all live into, and then we say, I don't wanna be completely part of that anymore. I'm gonna join World Ventures. You get in World Ventures, there's this crazy stuff going on. If you're brand new here today, I gotta think at least once today, you're like, what the heck is going on here? It's a different world, is it not? And so you walk into this other world, but see, you're out of the 98%. Here's the deception of your decision. You think you walked right into the 2%. See, there's something else there, and here's what I like to call it. I like to call it floaters. See, we're now in this world of floating. We're not a 98%er anymore. We're not a 2%er yet, but we're in this world, and what happens is we get to choose which direction we go, but see, the outside world dictates a lot of what we do here. So now you're in the float world, the 98%, the 2%, and you're in this world, and you go to a meeting where you're around positive people, you're around the campfire, you're doing all this stuff, and you get closer over to the 98% ledge, or the 2% ledge. But then you go home, you get on the internet, you Google it, and it says whatever it says, you go back towards the 98%. Then your upline says, come over here, we're doing a cookout, come hang out on the beach, and you get right back. You're hearing all this great stuff, you're hearing about great kids, you're hearing about great values, you're hearing about all this stuff, and you venture back over to, and sometimes you even peek over the edge to look at the 2% world. But then something happens. You go to Thanksgiving dinner, you start talking. It's not the same talk that you're used to now over on this side of the world. It's the kind of talk that we've all been around. And you know what? We're conditioning our life to think this is the real stuff. This is what I've been around all my life. It's easier to gravitate over here than it is over here. And so we keep floating around, man. We keep floating around. But here's what I'll say to you, man. I know this. I know it with everything in me. See, the floating world is a better world. It is a better world. But here's the thing. Over time, if you've got it in here and you're peeking over the edge over and over and over again, but something's keeping you from going over the edge, I'm gonna tell you something, I'm being real with you. This world of the floating world, for you people that are 2%ers inside, it becomes miserable right here. This is where it becomes miserable. Some of you are not gonna like me, but somebody's gonna love me. See, this becomes miserable, and I'm not saying if you get in World Ventures and what you got in for is to travel and fulfill yourself that way, hallelujah. That is an unbelievable thing to do, because this life, this world is a book. Most of us are reading one chapter over and over and over. So I'm so glad you decided to do this, but here's who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Dusty. I'm talking to Carly. I'm talking to whoever out there sold something to get here. I'm talking to whoever sacrificed. You didn't know how you were gonna get here. You didn't have a room. You didn't have a ride. You didn't have a ticket, and you're sitting in here today. Some of you are not gonna like me, but somebody's gonna love me. See, it's okay to be a floater. It's all right, but I'm gonna tell you right now, it doesn't hold a candle to be a 2%er. Step over, take a leap of faith, and the net will appear. See, here's the thing, I'm telling you, this is the way we think. See, people think, well, wait, it's 2%, 98%, my odds aren't very good. Who gets to make the odds? Who gets to choose who the 2% is? We do. We get to set the curve. So if you look at this room, and I know there's whoever's taping this, I know there's not 10,000 in the room, there's 9,000 plus. But if there's 10,000 people in this room today, by the 2% room, I'm only really talking to 200 of you. Who made that rule? You get to choose. See, why can't we talk to 2,000 of you out of this room? Why can't we talk to 5,000 of you? Why can't we talk to 9,000 of you? It is a decision. Don't get fooled by the deception of your decision. Somebody's gonna love me. See, what do 2%ers do differently? Well, Troy, okay, you're telling me about this world, but you're not telling me what I gotta do to get there. What do I gotta do? See, and this is the stuff that is hard for us to do because we want all the how-tos. And again, I know the how-tos matter. I know they do, but they do not matter if you don't understand why. You gotta get it in here. See, two percenters have it right here. They don't care. They don't care that whatever's going on. They make things happen. See, here's what two percenters do. They take responsibility. That's a powerful word. Responsibility. See, two percenters do this. You've heard this over and over. Two percenters do what others won't, so someday they can do what others don't. They do it over and over and over again, even when your brother-in-law says, "You going to another one of those? How much money are you making? Man, you had a good job over here. Why don't you just stay there?" See, the world's a book. Most of us reading one page over and over and over and over again. See, that's to me, that's the definition of insanity. You know, you hear that all the time. Continue to do the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results. See, here's the thing, man. This life of 2%, it's not for the chosen few. This life is for the few that choose. Let me say it again. This is not for the chosen few. It's for the few that choose, and I believe that with all my heart. See, you do the same things these people did, you get the same results they got. I don't know what the time frame is, but if it doesn't as quick as Dr. Peach, does it matter? See, two percenters, when they get involved in this business, here's what I've noticed. Here's when I think I've got somebody. They start right out of the blocks and they start creating this frenzy within their group. Man, everything's just happening. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't know how to get in the back office. They don't know how to do it. None of that. But for whatever reason, they create a frenzy in the group. You've been around those people? When you get one, is it exciting or is it exciting? See, you're just looking for that frenzy, but here's the problem with the frenzy, and this goes back to the 98%. See, I've had a lot of people start the frenzy. I haven't had a lot of them finish the frenzy. See, they'll get started, and they aren't focused enough to continue the frenzy. They'll get a bunch of people going, and then all of a sudden, life happens. Something that was important over in the 98% world got them off track, and they jump back over to the 98%, and then they start to come back over in the floating world, and it's not frenzy anymore, and they're saying, "This doesn't work." We get fooled by the deception of our decision. How do they keep the frenzy going? Well, again, I don't think this is rocket science. I don't think we have to look for a certain demographic. I don't think I gotta be this kind of presenter. I don't think I gotta be this kind of a color on the chart. I don't have to be red. I don't have to be green. I just gotta be me, but I gotta do it over and over and over again. Bam, fam. Book a meeting from a meeting. That's how you create. This is all about momentum. This is about the frenzy. How do I keep the frenzy? I book meetings from meetings. And you know what's crazy about this? Just being real with you, I hope you're okay with that. What's so real about this is because you are the magic right now. See, you're looking for the magic, you are the magic. And when you create the frenzy and you think you've got other people, see, I've said this before from stage, I look at everybody that comes in and with one eye, they're the next IMD, but with the other eye, I know they're out in 10 days. So I'm looking at this, and I know they can create the frenzy, but see, here's the thing. Once you stop the BAM fam, once you stop booking meetings from meetings, once you stop doing personals, once you stop doing all that, the frenzy goes away. Because see, most of you don't have enough leaders on the team yet to continue the frenzy without you. And you've been fooled by that as well. See, I didn't want to stop till there were so many people on my team that were so much better than me, then I could take a breath. And if that took me 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, is it better than 40 years? And at the end of it, is the results, typically, if I do what I'm saying, are the results better than living on 40% of what I'm used to? See, you've gotta have something burning inside you so you continue to do this, book a meeting from a meeting. I do it over and over. These guys do it over and over. I can tell you. See, you want to know the one common thing about these guys right here? And I don't know everybody intimately, but I know them pretty darn good. They got a dream so big, they got a dream that burns so much that the obstacles don't matter. See, if you got a dream big enough, the obstacles don't matter. Burn the boats, man. We're going on with this thing. You got to get this attitude that it's you. If it is to be, it's up to me. I'm the chosen one. I'm the one who chooses. I get to make this decision. You know what happens? And again, I'm just being real. We get deceived again. And listen, I love sports. I love everything about it. And one of the things I love about sports, I love team. I love being part of something. I love building something. I love being with people and building something. I like having that camaraderie. I like looking at people and said, we did it. I like all that stuff. But don't get fooled by the deception of your decision. Here's what happens to a lot of us. We talk so much about team, we buy in that it's up to them instead of up to me. You hear me? See, we buy in and then we get fooled by this, and we're all about team and we all talk about team. But none of us in this room would be where we're at without the team. We all know that. We all love that. But don't get fooled. The team would not be here if it weren't for you. You got to take responsibility. You got to be that person. You got to be the one who chooses. You got to do it. Don't get fooled. See, here's what I hope happens after today. I hope somebody in this room says, I made that decision. And 6 months from now, you come up to me and said, I'm free. I'm free. Don't get fooled. See, here's what else they do. See, 2%ers understand this, that quantity finds quality. See, the 98%ers reverse that. They're out there looking for quality. I'm looking for bald guys. I'm finding quality. Well, who's your demographics? Who should I be showing? See, you're not telling me everything, Troy. Am I looking for people who want to travel? Do they like Europe better? Do they like Asia better? Who am I looking for? Quantity finds quality. Happens all the time. See, all of a sudden you'll wake up one day if you're doing quantity over and over. I'm showing it. I'm digging. All of a sudden quality shows up and you don't even know where they came from. All of a sudden numbers start happening and you're like, who is that? Who's this Jeremy Larson guy? Oh, some guy that just showed up. Quantity finds quality. See, 2%ers know this and they know it big. 2%ers create spill. They don't look for it. 98%ers are saying stuff like this. Where are they at? I thought I was gonna get some spill. I thought they were coming in. Be the spill creator and watch your check create. Watch your check go way up. Watch your check go over and over. See, this is a numbers game. Quantity finds quality, but you gotta do it over and over and over again, and you gotta choose to be the one. You gotta choose it. See, my buddy Lorenzo, who, man, that was an unbelievable talk. And if you've been around me very much and you've ever been to my trainings of any kind, you know every single training I'm going to talk about that topic he talked about. Driving depth, man. Lorenzo talked about drive. To me, you can be bad at every other thing, but if you're good at that, you can win. See, Lorenzo hit it right on the head, man. He told you, he gave you the goods. He gave you, you could have went home after that talk if you got it. Driving depth is what it's all about. See, I'm gonna prove it. See, Lorenzo did something, he was showing you that depth. Do you remember what he said? 100 depth and there'll be thousands in the group. You remember that talk? And he explained it so well, where you should be building and how you should be building it. I wanna show you something. If you don't know, Jeff, we hit our second center with IMD a long time ago, so long ago. This is it, if you show this up there. This is our second center. Some of you, none of you, most of you don't know what that is. That's the old back office. And if you're looking at that screen, the right side of that is our small side. And I just want to prove what Lorenzo did, because to me, that talk hit it right on the head. And so in our second center, the short side is that right side. And see, what happens is, Lorenzo explained it, what happens is we started sponsoring people. So out of that center, we went and sponsored the first one on the right side. We're one in depth. Then we sponsored the second. We're two in depth. We went three. We went four. We went five. We went six. We went seven. 10 people. Guess what was happening in the group? Nothing. Nothing's happening, Troy. It's not working. But see, again, two percenters understand this. We go 100 levels deep, there'll be thousands in the group. So instead of talking about why it's not working, all we did was keep creating. Just keep going. 10 in, nothing. We went 11, we went 12, we went 20, nothing. We got 30 in depth, nothing. We got to 42 depth. By the way, in 42 in depth, it took us 2.5 months to do that. 42 in depth. You want to know what the total group was after 42 in depth? 52. 10 people put in one. It's not working. Well, if you listen to Lorenzo, you understand this. You remember the map where he showed the flame going up the leg? You keep building. You keep sponsoring. You keep creating spill. And eventually somebody's going to say, me too, let's roll. Me too, let's roll. And do you understand what Lorenzo said? If there's more people to see me too, let's roll, the flame is bigger. See, here's what most people don't get. Hey, I put my four in, how come I'm not a millionaire yet? Got my six. How much is it? How much do you put in? Byron Shaw says enough. Put in enough, man. You want to win? Put in enough. Keep going and going till you, 42, we're at 52. It's not working. Most people, here's what most people do at that point. They quit. They never make it to that point. They quit. It's not working. But see, here's what we said. Hoo-hoo-hoo, it's gonna be big. It's getting ready to get big. It's explosion getting ready to happen. We went 10 more, nothing. We got to 62 in depth. 2.5 months after 42, we went 20 more, we're at 62 in depth. We found the one. We found somebody to go to work with. Now, do you realize when we found them, there were 61 people to see what was gonna happen? You getting what I'm saying here? If you understand this, you can become rich in this business. Come on. 20 people more in 2.5 months, we found the one. We go to work, man, it's happening. And then 2.5 months after that, you want to know what happened to the group? We found this guy, Steven. Let me just show you. That was at 62 in depth. We found him. Here he is. I want to show you in the back office. Right there, it says level 62. Are you with me? 2.5 months, we go to 42, 52 in the group. 2.5 months after that, we put in 20 more. We're at 62. 2.5 months after that, you want to know what the group was? Here it is, 1,351 people. You go 100 deep, there'll be thousands in the group, but you gotta do it with some excitement. You gotta do it with some urgency. You gotta do it with some conviction. You gotta take responsibility. See, this is what it's all about, man. I wanna show you something. See, you're saying, okay, Troy, you did it then, so you get you two sinners that I, well, we're working on a third and fourth center, and do not get there. See, I think most people work on, they go to their second center too fast. Let me just say that. So don't get the wrong, we're IND times two. We got a third one here and a fourth one. Now watch this. After our second IND, our third center, what's at the very bottom in red, it shows you how many personals you put in that, how many does it say there? 74. If I had everybody stand up in this room and said, okay, stay standing if you sponsored 74, how many you think would be still standing? Not many. You want what I got? Do what I did. 74 on the third one. But see, I told you we have a fourth one. So here's the fourth one. On the fourth one, what's that say? 85. So the two centers we're working right now, right at 160 personals. That's after two IMD centers. Practice what you preach. You want to know why you're stuck? You want to know why you're not growing like you want to grow? You want to know why you've been at a level for however long? You put in your four, where are they at? I've got my six. Become the leader and you'll have leaders follow all over the place. Nobody's following me, Troy. You're not leading. Somebody's not going to like me, but somebody's going to love me. See, my buddy Lorenzo, he hit it right on the head, man. He said, driving depth is it, but see, I want to give you another word for driving depth. Here's the other word for driving depth. It's called responsibility. See, if I leave you with one thing today, I want to leave you with this word called responsibility. It is everything that these guys do. See, I remember when Lorenzo, man, what's such a good talk. When Lorenzo talked about he almost rang the bell, you want to know what happened to him that day? When he made a real decision and he didn't get fooled by the deception of that decision. He made that decision, and more importantly, he took responsibility for what happened at that point. See, Byron didn't do it for him. Byron's awesome, but you didn't do it for him. All his upline, they didn't do it for him. That young man right there did it. See, and you're sitting there right there, right now, with the same opportunity that he has. Do you have that same decision in you? Don't get fooled by the deception of your decision. See, here's the thing. Responsibility is nothing more than a decision. See, I think today you can make leaps and strides towards your success and your future if you take the same declaration that these people took at some point in their career. It's the declaration that made all the difference in their business. It's the declaration that made all the difference in their life. It's the declaration that has set them free. Are you ready for it? I am responsible. Say it with me. I am responsible. If you're tired, of living paycheck to paycheck, I am responsible. If you're tired going to a job day after day where they tolerate you and not celebrate you, I am responsible. If you're sick and tired of being woke up, scared up day after day by an alarm clock, if you're scared of it every day, I am responsible. If you're tired of living in that apartment and paying a mortgage for your rent, I am responsible. See, this is a decision. You got it in you, man. You got it in you, but you got to realize this. You got to quit making excuses, and you got to realize this is not for the chosen few, but the few that choose. If you're tired of watching your chair, your favorite charity, go underfunded year after year after year, I am responsible. If you're sick and tired of waving goodbye to your child every morning and then kissing them goodnight at night and letting somebody else spend all day with them, I am responsible. if you got a burn inside you, if it's so deep inside you, and you're tired of watching everybody else fulfill their dreams while yours goes to the wayside, I am responsible. See, I believe this. I believe this. I don't believe if you've got, I don't believe that if you've got the kind of dream I'm talking about, I don't believe God would put it in your heart if he didn't trust you with it. I'm going to end with this. See, I believe this. I believe everybody in this room has that dream. I think some of you have lost the dream and you're trying to find the dream. But here's what I believe. I believe that everybody in this room that's sitting above your head right now is a crown. And if you'll take responsibility, that crown is waiting for you. All you got to do is grow into it. God bless. Thank you very much.